The Fisher House Foundation was started about a little over 25 years ago. I think it's 27 now. The Fisher family, Zachary and Elizabeth Fisher, heard about a need for service members' families to have a place to stay when a service member is receiving care. And there was nothing like it in the mission of the DOD at the time. And so they were builders. They were part of the Fisher Brothers in Manhattan. And they said, well, we can build houses. And so that's what they did. They started building the homes. They then heard about the need in the VA, and they started with the VA in around 1990. And so they realized that, you know, this was something that they could provide. They had a profound dedication to service members and their families and veterans, and really felt that as an American citizen, that it was their patriotic duty to support those who have served and who have come before them and have, as we say, all gave some and some gave all. And they truly believed that. And so they have continued now. The foundation still has one of their nephews at the helm. And he, Ken Fisher, continues to provide the service of supporting their families, veteran families and military families, when they're receiving care. And so they continue to build homes on the DOD and VA campuses for families when a veteran or a service member is receiving care there, that they can stay for the entire duration of their care. And they believe, you know, a family's love is good medicine.
Wow, so they're operating on a national level.
They are. So there are 78 homes throughout the Fisher House network of care, compassionate care homes. Some of them are in the DOD properties and some are in the VA. There are two in Germany at Landstuhl and one in the Great Britain, and the other are here in the States.
The dedication ceremony was held yesterday for the Dayton VA Fisher House. Tell me how that went and how this is going to serve local veterans here.
Yesterday we dedicated the Fisher House number 77. So we are the 77th house that Fisher House has built, and so it is built all on donated dollars by the Fisher House Foundation, and it has been gifted to the facility where the house is located. So it was gifted to the Dayton VA, and so we are responsible, the Dayton VA is, to manage and maintain the house as it was given to us. So what we will provide for our veterans is those who are traveling a distance to receive care here at the Dayton VA, usually those coming for surgery, possibly hospice, daily radiation treatment, things like that, where the veteran's traveling for the care, the family is potentially traveling for the care, the family may be coming out from even a further distance, but it allows our families to be near our veteran who's receiving care instead of sending the veteran to Dayton, maybe 100 miles away from home, all by themselves to receive the treatment that they need. And the beautiful thing about Fisher House is it allows the veteran to stay with the family the night before surgery, the family's here until the veteran discharges from the hospital, and they're literally, you know, about a 3-minute walk from the hospital now. And they can be by their bedside. They can support them during their treatment. They can hear what the doctor has to say for them. And there is nothing else in the VA system that provides that type of service for our families. We do a lot of things in the VA, but we're unable to take care of the family like that. And so the Fisher House provides this nice little niche for them.
This really sounds like it's taking care of something that might have been a long time hardship for families dealing with their service members and the care at VA centers.
Absolutely. In some VA centers, we have different things over the years. We used to have another program here at Dayton VA that some of our community partners were able to provide for some of our families, and they were unable to continue that several years ago. So when that folded or was unable to continue, we were able to, you know, we didn't really have anything else for our families. It gives our families an opportunity to come with our veteran and see the care we're providing for them, hear what the doctors are telling them, and really do that, you know. The Fisher House Foundation believes that a family's love is good medicine, meaning that when a family member is nearby, the veteran is likely to you know, be happier, be healthier, to recover faster, and be a part of their care. And so this is free for our families. It costs them nothing to stay with us, and everything that we are able to provide for them, food in the refrigerator, linens on the bed, is all through donations.
So it's got individual suites and then some public or common areas, correct?
Correct. We have 16 private suites that either have like a queen bed or two full-size beds. They all have a private bathroom. Everything is wheelchair accessible, of showers that you can kind of roll into. So the families have their own private bedroom. Each veteran's family receives one room. And then we have common area, kitchen, living room, dining room, family room. And the kitchen is just kind of grand, where the families can cook for them what they like. They can cook for the veteran and take food up to them if they're able to have something outside of the hospital. They're able to come back for a cup of coffee and rest in between clean care, but it really gives them a home environment. It's not so much a hotel because the families are all sort of together, and it's a kind of a big space but very quaint feeling. And the families provide one another an excellent support system of just kind of sharing their experiences. When you put some veteran families together, there's a commonality between them, and they typically are very supportive of one another and share how things are going for them at the hospital, how do they help one another, and they give each other some great support while they're here.
The VA has had some challenges. Can you tell me how the Fisher House and services like this fit into steps that have been taken within the VA to provide better service?
I think one of the challenges in the VA system sometimes is we have, you know, our centralized hospital, and then we have our outpatient clinics that are in the communities a distance away from us. And so sometimes, you know, the families don't know what does that mean to come to Dayton? How does that mean that I'm going to go and have a surgery there, and you're going to be 100 miles away from home? How does this work in me doing all of this? And I think it improves our access to care, is that it allows families to come with a veteran who then will want to come and get the treatment that they need, that they maybe would have reconsidered in the past because it was too much of a hardship for them to come on the shuttle by themselves, be here for 3 days, ship back home, and the family being really feeling maybe disjointed a little bit from that relationship. And so I think with this is that it allows a veteran to come and receive their care through the VA, which is also attached to their primary care doctors in the community-based clinic, and everyone is now has the same information and can work together. And I previously ran a Fisher House in another location, and I can say that it just is such a goodwill mission on the level of the VA, allowing us to take care of our families, support the veterans in the care that they need. And, you know, and sometimes the families will come back here and ask us questions, and we're able to help facilitate, you know, answers for them to support their veteran once they return home post-surgery and things like that.
And so the dedication ceremony was yesterday. You're fully operational at this point?
We are fully operational. We started a few weeks back, just starting to take a few families here and there, kind of get our feet wet a little bit. And we had our dedication yesterday, which was a glorious day. The sun actually came out, even a little chilly. But Fisher House Foundation was here to kind of give us the formal nod and a dedication. And if a veteran's family or a veteran is interested in staying with us at Fisher House and they meet our eligibility criteria and such, but most of all is to reach out to their treatment providers, whoever's providing the surgery or whatever they're having done here at Dayton. They'll submit an electronic consult to us, and we'll be able to respond pretty quickly and let them know what we're able to do for them.